We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, PBS has been a part of my life since its inception back nearly 40 years ago, and that's because PBS has been around for 50 years, and it continues to be a part of my kids' life these days. And so I'm really excited to talk to the president and CEO of PBS, Paula Kerger, on the KRLD Newsline. Paula, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, John. It's wonderful to be you. I'm glad we helped raise you.
Absolutely, you did.
Sounds like you turned out okay.
I don't know about that, but I will say this, that your very first show back in the day was The French Chef with Julia Child. And my daughter at 11 is still obsessed with Julia Child and watching some of these reruns. What a classic that is, but it shows just how timeless the content at PBS has been over the years.
It's absolutely timeless. And the thing is, it is so wonderful to see new generations discovering Julia. She was such an extraordinary person in every sense of the word. And the idea that, you know, you could do things in your kitchen that people didn't even think about and make mistakes and it was all okay. And after her, of course, came this whole wave of cooking shows. It's very much, I think, part of what public television, PBS, has done over these years is we come up with these new ideas and then it really becomes part of the television that we all enjoy today.
And it certainly has impacted our culture in that way. But you've also contributed to the media landscape over the past 50 years. How so?
Well, I think, you know, first think about the children's programming. Before Sesame Street and Fred Rogers, children's programming was, you know, the weatherman from the TV station putting on a clown suit and running cartoons. This idea that television could also educate was just a powerful, radical idea. When you look at the News Hour, the first nightly hour-long broadcast news that focused on the important issues of the day and put them into context, the very first financial news program, Wall Street Week, you look at actually the first reality show was a family named Loud, which was a series called American Family. And, you know, if you look over the years, so much innovation has come out of public broadcasting in content as well as in technology. Most people don't know that public broadcasting created closed captioning. We were the first to use national satellite broadcasts. We were very early on in using some of the new digital platforms. And so it's a great legacy. We're constantly thinking about what's next. What should we be thinking about? What is missing in the broadcast landscape that would make a difference in people's lives? And that will be part of what drives us over the next 50 years. Certainly, it drove us over the last 50.
Absolutely. So that begs the question, what does the future hold for PBS?
Well, I think a few things. One is that through line that began 50 years ago when Julia Child brought us onto the air as a national system, was really built on this idea that media could be educational and inspirational, not just entertainment. And that, I think, has to stay our guide star as we move forward. And so I think looking at programs that are fun but inspiring is really, I think, at our core. I think the second is we are very mindful of the fact that people don't just turn on their big television set in their living room. They watch us in many different places. We want to continue to stay relevant. We want to be the media organization that people turn to for content they trust. And we want to make sure that as we look at different programming genres moving forward, that we're always challenging ourselves to think about what is possible, looking for those new voices. You know, Ken Burns changed the way that people think about documentary film. And we're so proud that he has spent his entire professional life on public broadcasting. We want to make sure that the next generation of Ken Burns are also coming to public broadcasting with their important work. And so I think part of the next 50 years really leads us to an exploration of not just different types of content, but also different storytellers.
And I know you have still big plans for your 50th anniversary, but did the pandemic at all affect how you were able or planned to celebrate these 50 years?
Well, this is not exactly how I thought we'd be celebrating these 50 years. I thought that, you know, we would be doing a lot of retrospect, looking at Julia and Fred Rogers and some of the great icons of public broadcasting. What we have spent the last month doing is really doubling down in service. We work with a lot of schools. We have a service called Learning Media, which is a free service that provides video content to schools. A lot of parents are now using it. We went from about 1 million users a month to 4 million. We are very focused on all of the content we're providing, both news as well as really focusing on things like the arts, which I think people are sort of hungering and missing, having the opportunity to see live music or theater and so forth. So we're celebrating our 50th, really focused on the first and last letters of our name, public service. And I actually think that it's probably the best way to be celebrating this anniversary is taking everything we've learned over the last 50 years and really using it in a way that meets the needs of the people that rely on us in a way that we couldn't have anticipated when we were starting to plan this anniversary celebration.
I just want to thank you so much for what PBS has meant to me and my family over the years and millions and millions of Americans. Thank you so much and best of luck as you guys go forward for the next 50 years. I know that you rely on the support of our country, and I hope they will continue to support what you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and have a wonderful day, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.